Hi there. The word for you today is unhandling abandonment. In John 6, verse 67, we read, Jesus asked, Are you also going to leave? By managing your anxiety when feeling abandoned, you're actually taking control where it counts most and will bring you the greatest benefits. So here are three helpful guidelines. First, always remember that your thoughts are under your control. When anxiety kicks in, your thoughts begin to run amok. At this point, you've got to take charge of your mind. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5 about casting down imaginations and bringing into captivity every thought. Don't argue, resist, or reason with your thoughts. Just give them a stop order. Breathe deeply and select an encouraging thought from your scriptural self-talk list. Hopefully you have one. As you do that, you'll feel your anxiety dropping and you'll be able to give God thanks for victory over your anxiety. Number two, stay out of the waiting room. You say, what do you mean? Well, by waiting for somebody else to change or decide to stay, you're putting your life on hold pending their decision. That's not how God made you to function. In Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16, in the Amplified Bible, Paul writes, Live purposefully, making the most of the time, buying up each opportunity. You say, what does that mean? It means fill your days with worthwhile activity, taking initiative wherever possible and directing your time to useful, rewarding purposes, especially ones that glorify God, instead of just obsessing over your own situation. And number three, helping others will actually help heal you. You see, God's law of reciprocity says that when you sow, you reap. When you give, you receive. It offers you the chance to help yourself by helping others. The Bible says in Job 42:10 that the Lord restored Job's losses when? When he forgot about his own troubles and began to pray for his friends. How about that? Research consistently shows that acts of kindness toward others improve the emotional state of those doing them. By helping others, you actually instruct your body to increase its positive endorphin levels, boosting your own joy, peace, and confidence. Hey, watch it work for you, no matter how the relationship goes.